Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Oh, welcome again, everyone. I'm Jim Deering, bringing you yet another of one of Lauren Decker's stories here on Soul Chaser, the podcast. Stories with a Purpose by Lauren Paul Decker about how God shows himself and his grace in everyday things. Lauren's two books, Soul Chaser and I Love You Church, are available in fine bookstores everywhere. If you like these stories, it would be a good purchase. A third book has been sent to the publishers. We'll let you know right here when it becomes available. Here's today's story. Lauren could have named this story Reflections, but instead, and more affectionately, it's Dad's Last Smile. We'll start with a little scripture from Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Your lives light up the world. Let others see your light from a distance. For how can you hide a city that stands on a hilltop? During creation, God made two great lights to hang in our sky. One is the source of daylight, the sun. The other glows from the reflection of the sun's light. You'll notice that the moon, or the reflecting light, shines in the darkness. God has provided us with a perfect metaphor. He shines, we reflect. So, in our own everyday routine, we are necessarily reminded of the inescapable truth that there is true light. And with our faces turned toward him, we will reflect his pure light into the surrounding darkness. My dad was a pastor for many years. Known for his sense of humor, mostly corny jokes, he had a smile, a mile wide, that he always wore upon his face. Rarely did I ever see that smile fade, no matter what the difficulty or the circumstance. Late in life, however, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and his normally joyful features began to fade. During the last years of his life, he was virtually expressionless, that is, until the night he passed away. I sat by his bedside, quoting scripture and doing my best to sing the songs he loved. In the wee hours of the morning, I knew that he was expiring and that any of these gasping breaths would be his last. When it did come, I watched in amazement as a huge smile broke over his stony face, and right before my eyes, I saw 50 years melt away. The faith that had carried him through life was now coming to fruition through death. It was Dad's best moment to reflect the glory of God, the light. But it's more than just facial expressions. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 says, to imitate God by walking in love. Imagine that. We're called to have God-like character and to reflect that nature to each other. Indeed, to everyone we meet. A wise person once wrote that alongside the narrow road to heaven are found the discarded burdens that people leave behind as they journey closer to the throne. Early in the journey, the items are small, a TV show, a pack of cards, but as the path winds on, the things left behind grow larger and larger and more significant. Unhealthy relationships, addictions, none seem worthy to carry anymore, not this close to love. Walk on, church. We are to be a city shining on a hill. We are the light of the world, but we are reflectors. We cannot serve two masters. We can only reflect one. We have made our choice, and he is Jesus. Oh, and by the way, Dad, thanks for doing it right.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.